As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you, as always, for making your way here, for checking out the episode. I do hope you hit that subscribe button if you're not already, so you can keep up with the entire series. You get three new interviews sent your way every single week. That's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover the new ones. You can grab us at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Don't forget to give the series a rating, leave a review if you feel so inspired. That always helps out so much. We've had some great guests on lately, recently including Desi Lydic of The Daily Show, William Reed of The Jesus and Mary Chain, The Veronicas, actor John Bradley, he's a Game of Thrones guy, part of Three Body Problems on Netflix, Adrian Linker, Big Thief lead singer, actress Anna Camp from Pitch Perfect, Chris Robinson of The Black Crows, director Johan Renck behind Spaceman with Adam Sandler, Luke Hemmings of 5 Seconds of Summer, Joe Keery of Stranger Things and Fargo fame, Neil Finn of Crowded House, just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, it's a special episode. Today is the 900th episode special. If you've done the counting, it doesn't actually land at 900, but we are celebrating the most recent 100 episodes that led up to 900. That's maybe too much in the weeds, too many details. You just want the entertainment. I'm here to provide it for you. We're going to feature some clips from some of my favorite interviews over the past 100 or so. And you're going to hear from Brandon Flowers of The Killers. You're going to hear from Gracie Abrams, from Michael C. Hall, Dolly Parton, Sarah Silverman, Shelley Hennig, Michael Shannon. And there were actually so many great interviews to pick from over these past 4 or 5 months. I think I would have featured 10 or 15, 20 maybe in this special if time allowed. But we're focusing on these seven right here. And we're actually going to start with Brandon Flowers of The Killers. I've talked with Brandon a few times in the past. And we always have a great conversation. There always seems to be something on the back end that trips us up. And that happened again this time. Nothing that, we talked about publicly at the time. But we recorded the interview, and I was told when we did the interview that, we're not just going to be talking about this one song that they've had. We're actually going to be talking about a greatest hits that hasn't been announced yet. And so we did that. And right before we did the interview, I said, can we do it on video? And they were like, yeah, but maybe not keep the video, and there was a misunderstanding. And so, sure enough, Brandon, who had apparently never downloaded an app to his phone, downloaded Zoom and tells me at the beginning, he's like, you're the reason I've downloaded my very first app. So he learns to work Zoom, and we do it over video. And sure enough, we talk about the greatest hits, and then it gets, you know, scheduled for a few weeks down the line, and that day arrives. And it posts, and I suddenly get a call from the record label, and they're like, oh no, we forgot to tell you that we pushed the date of the announce of the greatest hits back a little bit, and so we need you to take down this interview right now, and by the way, you can't use a video at all, it's gotta be audio only. It's like, yank, but it had already been out there, so some of the hardcore fans had already seen it. And it was a bit of confusion. We eventually did release the interview, and there's something about my talk with the killer. It's like every time something happens like this, but we have a great conversation, and Brandon and I getting to talk about really a lot of his influences and how they changed over the course of his career in real time in front of all of us brings me to this first portion of the 900th episode special, and Kyle Meredith with Brandon Flowers of the Killers.
I could never have seen, you know, the road that I ended up taking. I did not see that coming. Everybody has this moment when you're 13 and you fall in love with music and you find, you know, you find your people and you find your style, and then you become an adult, and you cling on to some of that, and you just become an adult. And I had this strange second musical awakening in my mid-20s, and I see it as, you know, I see it as just a huge blessing in my life, because the thing, you know, the people that I idolized, there was always a little bit of this darkness, and, you know, there's always debauchery and hedonism tied to it, to a lot of it, you know, and that is so far from who I am. And I saw this other paths start to clear, and it was, you know, these voices that sounded familiar to me, even though I couldn't believe that I was starting to love it, Tom Petty and Bruce Springsteen and stuff like that, and it took me, you know, by surprise. It swept the rug under my feet, but I'm so grateful for it now, and it's allowed me to tell stories and be more true to myself.
Well, you know, and I see you up on stage with Vedder, you know, I think it was at this past week and everything, and knowing his story, like it feels like there's some kindred spirits going on right there with a lot of that too.
Yeah, for sure. And he's great. It was so great. I hadn't seen him in 20 years, and we picked the conversation right up from where we did 20 years ago. We're talking about Kenny Rogers.
that's a hell of a callback right there. I could say, I'd like to know that part.
He remembered. I remembered, of course, because I had just met Eddie Vedder, and I was telling him about Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town. He'd never heard about this sad story. And then we talked about how he said, well, I went home and I looked it up after we talked about it, and he remembered.
Which, of course, ended up on Sawdust. See, you're bringing it all back to Sawdust right here for me. Brandon Flowers of the Killers here on this 900th episode special of Kyle Meredith with. And now we're going to move over to Gracie Abrams. Gracie, this is the second time that we got to talk. And it was in December of 2023 as the Grammy nominations had just been announced. And Gracie was nominated for Best New Artist. Now, she didn't end up winning it, but a huge honor considering, you know, the ramp up in the year that she had already been having. She kind of exploded out of the gates with this beautiful record. And we got to talk about what it was like just getting that nomination, and also what it was like spending the year touring with Taylor Swift on the Eras Tour, the 900th episode special. It's Kyle Meredith with Gracie Abrams.
Well, every year, I feel like since they've done it, I've watched every year growing up, I would watch the Grammys, like from the couch or from bed or whatever it is, like just a huge fan and love cheering from the couch. And I was in bed with like my heating pad on and watching the live stream, like expecting truly like nothing at all. And it was pure shock and like terror. Like I like Because they announced the category and they said my name came up for, like, there wasn't even like a second to process the fact that that had happened. So I called my mom and, gasped for air on the phone for a while. And then Noah Kahan was the first person to call me, and we kind of just had like a screaming match on the phone.
Because he's also nominated for the same category, right?
I'm like, just he is the greatest guy. Like, I wish everyone knew him personally. He's such a good person.
Which, of course, I'll also point out you guys have recorded together on Noah's song with Everywhere, Everything. And it's great to hear you guys. I mean, you sound great together.
Thank you. He is just, I feel like he could carry anyone and anything on his back. You know what I mean? He's just so good. So I am very grateful that he asked me to help on that one.
So is there at least some friendly ribbing that goes on at all with the two of you?
No.
Or like, I will destroy you kind of?
No, I literally like I can't even I don't I have taken myself out of the equation entirely. You know what I mean? I'm literally just like so excited to cheer and scream in like a really obnoxious way for everyone that wins and everyone that doesn't and everyone who's not been nominated. Like, there's so many incredible artists this year that like should have been in that. I just am so anyway. It's such an honor, and also it's like you look around and so many of my favorite artists have never been nominated for any. So it's grain of salt, huge fat grain of salt, huge honor. Can't wait to like see everyone look hot.
And as I quickly mentioned, you're going back out on tour with Taylor again. Those are more dates. I mean, is that a typical day for you, show wise? And I'm only saying because that is such a heightened experience, I know, for everybody. But as a performer, is it as different as it would feel like to us?
I mean, like, there's nothing that, like, there's something just, there's so undeniable about the scale of all of it. And it's a combination of, like, what I love more than anything to do with my time now, which is, like, anything related to music that I'm able to make, plus, like, my ch entire childhood into my adult life, like, beating heart of, like, the music that I've leaned on when I've needed it the most, plus, Taylor now being such a dear friend and, mentor in these ways, and like the whole, plus like learning from every single member of her crew and band and dancers and so, like all of it is like everyone's so generous and so kind and so psyched to be there, and it's like nothing else. And it also, they've created such a safe work environment. Like it's like a real dream, and I have been like so deeply grateful that there's a whole another round of shows next year for so many reasons, mostly because like I can't imagine it ever being over. Ever, and also because it's kind of served as this sort of like a bit of a not light at the end of the tunnel, but like kind of this just this marker of everything till then. I just know what I want to do in order for the show that I'm able to play ahead of hers next year. I just want it to have a certain effect, and I'm like really excited and really baffled that she's sharing her stage yet again so that I can like run around.
That's Gracie Abrams here on this 900th episode special of Kyle Meredith with. That's me, Kyle Meredith, and we'll be right back right after this.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with the 900th episode special. Now we're going to go to my interview with the band Princess Goes, fronted by Michael C. Hall. Of course, Michael C. Hall, famous for 6 Feet Under, famous for Dexter, and so many other things. And put this band together a few years ago. It was originally called Princess Goes to the Butterfly Museum. And with this new release, just kind of shortened to Princess Goes. And the funny thing is, so it's all three band members, and that's a bit complicated when you do it over Zoom, which is where we did it, because there's the timing of connections. There's not always knowing specifically who to throw the question to. And on top of that, they're all very lovely people, but I kind of get the sense that talking about their music, like describing their own music, isn't one of their most favorite things to do. Which isn't to say that they did anything wrong or anything, but it does lead into this little clip that I'm going to play right here about kind of getting into the specifics of what some of their songs actually mean. Kyle Meredith with Michael C. Hall and Princess Goes.
Well, I mean, I truly feel like, you know, beyond the words themselves, I can't really tell you what a song is about or what it means. It means, you know, the melody combined with the broader musical composition and the words. You know, like people say, what does a song mean? I really genuinely feel like it's beyond the words themselves. It's none of my business what the song means.
Classroom might be my favorite. And I'd actually just love to hear anything about this song, because the sound of it, what you guys are doing, the molding, it's everything. Yeah.
Yeah. That one started just with some samples and some Oberheim synth and some really lo-fi drum samples that just were kind of dumb and just kind of, also it's a two chord jam, and I'm a really big fan of, you know, two chord jams like Prince's The Cross. Just love that song, how he builds a whole song, a long song out of two chords, or MIA, paper, or what's it called?
Paper Airplanes. Yeah.
And so that, I think that was Princess working with two chords to see what we could do. And it evolved like that.
A two chord song. You know, Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. Well, they kind of go to another chord in that one part, but yeah, love that. Then there's that. That song is packed with surprises. You know, there's the synth solo, the guitar solo, which I get to play.
Yeah, amazing guitar moment in that song.
Also, I can say there was something that happened around the writing of that I don't really want to go into, because it was a band thing, but it felt like. And it felt like one of those songs that we worked on collectively to come to a new understanding of a situation that was kind of an inflection point, at least for me. And the song felt like a therapeutic way to deal with that. I don't know if you guys would agree with that, but it felt like it sort of helped a situation that we were dealing with. That makes sense.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that's certainly, yeah, in hindsight, when you first mentioned that, I was like, oh yeah, oh, that's why that song came to be.
Yeah, it's kind of our Some Kind of Monster Metallica moments. What kind of?
The band Princess Goes with Michael C. Hall on his 900th episode special of Kyle Meredith with Rolling Right Along, Dolly Parton. Let me tell you, of all the interviews that I've done throughout my career, that includes like Paul McCartney, Robert Plant, U2, none has gotten me more mileage than the 10 minutes I was fortunate enough and honored to speak with Dolly Parton. To this day, if I walk out and someone comes up to me and brings up this series, one of the first things was, oh my God, you Dolly Parton. And that it completely makes sense. Dolly, universally loved the world over, right? Red and blue, black and whites. She is a saint for our times. Just don't try to tell her that. but it turns out that not only is she kind-hearted, but she is a lot of fun to talk with. And that's what we'll do now, Kyle Meredith, on this 900th episode special with Dolly Parton.
Well, you know how they say it in your most impressionable years, but when I was very, very young, I will tell this story, and it's the truth, that I really, when we would get a chance to go to town, just in that country little place back there, especially back then, there was this woman they called the town tramp, and I just thought she's the prettiest thing I had ever looked at, because she had all the big piled up yellow hair, red, you know, red nails, red lipstick, and eyelashes, and high heels, and short skirts, and man, I mean, that made an impression on me. And so people said, oh, she's just trash. And in my mind, I just thought that was a word for how she looked. And so in my mind, I thought, well, that's what I'm going to be when I grow up, is trash. So in my mind, I just kept, you know, when I started getting a chance to wear what I wanted to, even if I had to fight my grandpa Jake, who was a preacher, and my mama and my daddy was afraid I was, you know, going to hell in a handbasket. So I would just still wear it. I would take a whipping in order to get to look like I wanted to look. And so I just claimed myself and claimed my look early on, and I just stuck with it.
And eventually you got to call the shots on all of that.
Yeah, I did. You know, certainly after I got grown, but I was not a loose girl. I actually, a lot of the parents in high school, they didn't want their daughters running around with me because they thought that, you know, that I was bad influence. I wasn't doing anything, and their beautiful little daughters were the ones going around sleeping with people, not me. You know, so there's a lot to be said about you're known by the company you keep, but sometimes they can be wrong in what you're wearing. So to me, I got a reputation that I did not earn in that respect, but I didn't want to look trashy. I just wasn't living trashy.
Sure. Seeing Stairway on there, you know, I know you, I think you'd ask for Plant and Page to get, like, we were all really hoping that if there's anybody that could reunite Led Zeppelin, that would have been you. So I guess.
Yeah, I tried. I got Ringo and Paul. At least I'm glad. I'm proud about that. But yeah, I didn't get them. But I liked them. But I did ask them.
Dolly Parton talking about reuniting the Living Beatles and trying to reunite Led Zeppelin on her Rockstar album. Kyle Meredith for this 900th episode special of Kyle Meredith with, next up, Michael Shannon, actor Michael Shannon and Jason Narduzzi. They get together every few years, and Michael Shannon, sort of, you know, as a little side hobby, likes to dabble in music. He did some, he has some bands when he was younger, and still kind of keeps his foot in there when he's got some free time between movies, very big movies that he does. And he and Jason Narduzzi teamed up once again, but this time with the 40th anniversary of REM's debut album, Murmur, in mind. They took it out on tour, but before they did that, we got together to talk all about it, to nerd out about REM, one of maybe my all-time favorite band. It's definitely in that top five, you know, with five bands tied for number one type of thing. So it was a complete nerd fest with myself and Michael Shannon and Jason Narduzzi for this 900th episode special of Kyle Meredith With.
So I grew up in Kentucky, and I had a cousin that lived out in the sticks in a trailer. And I would go visit him sometimes on the weekends. My mom would take us out there because my grandma lived out there too. And I would just, when I got there, I'd go in his room. And he loved comic books. We'd sit and look at comic books and stuff. And then one day he had a tape player and he started playing the cassette of Document. And I was like, whoa, wait, what's this? It's like, oh, it's been R.E.M. So I really, I have my cousin Tommy to thank for that, although I'm sure I would have found them eventually. But and then, you know, when I was in high school, I guess one of my favorite pastimes was kind of shuffling around, listening to my CD Walkman player. Half the time probably it was an REM CD in there. And, you know, it wasn't like music that you play at the kegger or whatever. It was kind of a solitary thing. I found it comforting, you know. I was kind of a loner, and it seems to appeal to that.
I don't know if you, Michael, know where Litchfield is. That's actually where I'm from, down closer to Bowling Green. And
I lived in Bowling Green for a couple of years. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's just right. It's just north of Bowling Green. And for those sections, and I know you sort of had that Chicago connection too, but for music to find, you know, any of us in the middle of nowhere was always, it wasn't until really the Monster record, and I was in school and someone at the bus put the headphones over my ears from behind and Bang and Blame was one of the songs playing.
Wow.
But that's what I started thinking about. It was like, especially in those pre-internet days for both of you, you know, for music to find you,
yeah,
you know, and for the right music to find you. I don't know how you guys look back on that, but to me, it's like, thank God, you know, what a great stroke of luck any of those moments could have been for us.
Of course, of course. But, you know, I think that one of the things that's interesting about REM is without being like country or bluegrass or any sort of Appalachian rural kind of music, it still is very Southern music. Like those guys, they're very Southern, and they're very like, you know, they're still in Athens all the time. So it's fascinating to me because it's Southern music without being like any genre of music that you associate with the South, which is interesting. But it like, it suits the landscape somehow, like being out in the middle of nowhere, this music, It is a soundtrack for that, you know.
Michael Shannon and Jason Narduzzi talking REM's Murmur. And we'll be right back right after this.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with the 900th episode special. Sarah Silverman up next. So the fun thing about this interview, the challenge, I guess, was that it was recorded during the actors and writers strike. And Sarah, of course, we couldn't talk about movies, but she had done a comedy special for HBO Max earlier in the year that was now at this point, when we did it, coming out on vinyl. So it was the audio version. So we found a bit of a loophole in a way to talk about her comedy through music, through vinyl, through soundtracks, through things like that. And it sort of gave us a different angle than I think we would have had at any other point. So it was a very fun moment to grab time with Sarah Silverman, one of my all-time favorite comics. 900th episode special of Kyle Meredith with
you. I'm an excellent musician and singer for a comedian, but a not good enough singer and musician for a singer musician.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, they're funny songs. Do you ever write serious songs?
Yeah, I've written a couple serious songs, and you know, they're best just kept inside my head or like on my phone, because nobody wants to hear a comedian's like heartfelt song. Just nobody does. Give me one example.
You know, it changed, but looking back, you did the song with Natalie Maines for Howard.
Yes.
And that starts as a series, like that starts as a heartfelt. And of course, we were all expecting for that to change and you lived up to that. And it's, but that's like one of those moments, like that's a good song.
Well, like big Howard fans, like it made some people, it did actually move some people even, but yeah, it's a silly comedy song, but it was so fun to write. And I had written it and then Gary Delabate was like, do you mind if Natalie Maines sings it with you? And I was like, are you kidding me? You know, and I texted her the song and then I drove to her house. And by the time I got to her house, she had like the most incredible harmony line and like just made it a billion times, you know, into a real song. So it was so fun.
Yeah, it's actually fun watching her, like her doing the comedy side, which she's good at that too. You know, I think.
I can't remember what it was, but she added, she changed a line that made it so much funnier.
So, I mean, what was it like, even as jokes, because you can play, you play piano, I play guitar, right? Piano, guitar, is that right?
I'm just learning piano, which is the song at the end. I wrote on piano and then a really good pianist ended up playing it. Mark Rivers, who produced it and helped me write it. But so that's just, you know, I just was like, well, I know chords on the guitar and I have a piano and I was like, I think it's just like a C chord. And I'm like, I know where C is, like, you know, so I can pluck out stuff.
When did all that start happening? That's what I was getting to. Like, sure, you've told your comedy story, I'm sure. But when did the songwriting enter your world? Is there like a hard spot for that?
Well, when I started doing stand up, you know, in my teens, and then my friend Mark Cohen was a guitar act, you know, plays the guitar and he started teaching me chords and stuff. And, you know, when I was like 20 and, you know, you only need to know a few chords to start writing songs. So
big thanks to Sarah Silverman, one of my favorite moments of the past year. Kyle Meredith on this 900th episode special of Kyle Meredith With, and we're going to end it with actress Shelley Hinnick. Shelley had made already a name for herself on the Teen Wolf series and was here starring in the Netflix series Obliterated, which was just kind of a crazy concept of what happens after you save the world. And you have this elite team and they're in Vegas and they defuse whatever, they defuse a big old bomb, nuclear style or whatever. And they decide to all go out and party that night, you know, drugs and booze aplenty. And then once they're all tanked, only then finding out that the bomb was a decoy and they still have to do it. So the series was then them having to do all of it while still being completely drunk, and hilarity ensues. And it's a big action series. And it was so fun to talk with Shelley all about 900th episode special, Kyle Meredith with Shelley Hinnick.
I definitely saw that as a challenge, but I mean, once you're in it, it was no longer something you thought about, except for the fact that you're wearing the same outfit for 6 months.
Never even occurred to me.
Yeah. Oh yes. The same. I mean, with the exception of like flashback scenes and maybe one other scene at the end, but yeah, it's the same, which actually brought up, you know, you're figuring it out as you go. A lot of the times, like, I didn't have a lot of time to prepare. I was a last minute ad and I flew basically straight from Ireland to Albuquerque. And I bought a lot of Amazon undies last year, just living from hotel to hotel. I'm like, I am not spending $5 per pair of underwear. Anyway, I just remember my really ratchet Amazon underwear and myself going from Ireland to Albuquerque. Let's see, I was talking about not having a lot of time to prep. And there are just certain things that no matter how good everyone is at their job, there's certain things that happened that you just can't really predict. And there's like one scene where I knew that my character was going commando. She's not wearing underwear. And that the problem with that is then the rest of the series, you never see her put underwear on. So then for the rest of the series, I'm doing stunts in this short black dress and she technically has on no underwear. So we didn't think that through necessarily, but we made it work. And I basically wore Spanx, like biker shorts, the entire time. That way my legs could, you know, I could do my job and be a field agent.
At least you figured that part out.
Yes, like, yes.
And you know, to be fair, it seems like everyone is sort of equal opportunity in this one that has to, you know, pony up on the neuter. Like the amount of yeah. boobs, butts, and wieners.
That was certainly a discussion. And the girls were like, okay, who's going to show boobs? Who's going to show butt? Who's going to... That's not how this went down. But I decided what I felt comfortable with. And it's definitely more than I've done before. So... my family in Louisiana, my apologies. But it makes sense in the tone of the show. And we all felt so safe. I mean, it starts from the top. I mean that, like, John, Josh, Hayden, they're just magical. And I remembered the other day, the first time I met John and Hayden, they were casting American Reunion, you know, American Pie, you know. I went out for that in like 2012. So I remember going in for it. I was testing with Chris Klein, and my character's on Molly, and they were just like, just go for it, whatever you want to do. And I just remember there was a chair there. And at one point I just started humping the chair as though like the chair felt good because you're, you know, on drugs. And then I leave and I call my manager and he's like, how'd it go? And I'm like, oh, great. I like hump a chair. And he was like, I'm sorry, what? My point is that became like the bar between my manager and I. Like, how did your audition go? Did you hump a chair? Not actually, but like that set a standard. Like, did you just give it all that you had within reason? And that was started with John and Hayden, cut to many, many, many years later. I'm humping other things in the show.
Everybody likes to flex different muscles. I get it. But do you find that you get attracted to this type of acting in a different way?
I like to genre hop. I don't like to be put in a box. What I did love about, I mean, Teen Wolf was such an amazing experience. Just, I love the people really and my character. And there were a lot of stunts in it. And I'm a former dancer. I grew up dancing competitively. And for me, being physical is really fun. And it helps the day go by. We never just sat there. Nick and I were either doing push-ups. I mean, all of us, but I like being physical. So that aspect was really fun. And then this was a, you know, bigger budget. So we were doing some pretty intense stunt stuff that I loved. I mean, we were in harnesses for hours at a time and you couldn't pay me to pull me down. It was really, really fun. We had a great stunt team behind us. And then my friend Mallory Thompson, who's actually from Louisiana, where I'm from, we're the same age. We met in LA and she's been my stunt double for years now. And she did us a solid and she came to Albuquerque. So I got to do this with her. And I don't know, it was just really special. But back to, I mean, the genre stuff, I mean, I learned a lot about stunts from Teen Wolf, so I was able to bring that here. But this is truly unlike anything that I've done, and that's been so rewarding. It was so challenging, but like that was my favorite part of it. And you had a full team. My co-stars were unbelievable as humans and as actors. Then the people who created the show, John, Josh, Hayden, that's what we called them, I mean, you just can't ask for better. They trusted us and it really was a collaboration. I mean, even my intimacy coordinator was giving me creative ideas with how my character has sex. You know, I didn't know that was a thing with intimacy coordinators, that they could also be creative. I thought they were just supposed to make you feel safe. And I loved that contribution. It really made me feel even safer. But yeah, I don't know. I like to do it all. So I don't want to do two of the same things back to back.
Shelley Hennig talking about her time on Obliterated on Netflix. And that brings us to the end of this 900th episode special of Kyle Meredith With. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Thank you so much for checking out all the episodes. Obviously, you're the only reason I get to do this because you keep listening, and I really can't thank you enough for that. Thanks to all of my guests, not only on this special, but that have been part of this latest 100 leading up to the 900th episode special, and further we go to the next one, to the 1,000th episode that'll be coming out a little bit later on this year. Hopefully, you're on for the journey. If you're not already, hit that subscribe button right now. You'll get 3, sometimes 4 new interviews sent to you every single week, new and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. After that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where you'll find me Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news and fun as well. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Pavement, The Lost, Prince, Maya Hawke. Let's see here, Foo Fighters, The Moss, Eels, The Clash, Radiohead, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Pixies, Elbow, Springsteen, David Bowie, Idols, and my interview with Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins. Just an example of what you get every weeknight starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. So do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith, and I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.